peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, welcome to Good Things Radio with your hosts, Brooke Taylor and Jennifer Willits.
Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Good Things Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor.
And I'm Jennifer Willits, broadcasting from sunny Colorado.
And I'm so glad you're back, Jennifer. First things first, it was a different feeling to fly solo in the last episode, episode 23 of Good Things Radio. And you're back. I'm glad for now. So how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And by the way, I just want to tell you, I thought you did absolutely phenomenal. I just got such a kick out of hearing you handle that show and filling in for me when I wasn't able to join you. And I just thought you did a fantastic job. Seriously, you blew me away. You act like you've done this before.
But that was what was rough. You know, it was tough because I'm just used to you. You're, you know, just doing it. So thank you. That means a lot coming from you, because it just, I felt like, where's your voice? You're not there. So thank you. Well, I'm glad you're here now.
I've been doing really well these last couple of weeks. I think I'm really close to finally starting some kind of exercise for myself. And I know you might think, haven't done it yet, but for me, I have to like research everything, and I'm really concerned about my health because I've had some weird, strange, like physical reactions whenever I try to work out, and they've been so discouraging that it just makes me want to give up. And so I finally, you know, talked to a doctor and I asked him for advice on what I could do because I really want to take care of myself. And he told me I should take some kind of an antihistamine like Claritin or Zyrtec before I begin any kind of exercising activity. And so I decided to experiment with that, and I tried it this week. I took a Zyrtec, and then within a couple hours, I went on a long and vigorous walk, but I kept trying to watch my heart rate to keep it under control. And I was able to do the full exercise without any of that terrible, debilitating itching that I would get from head to toe, which is what was always stopping me before.
You were allergic to exercising, literally. It wasn't a joke. I mean, it was a reaction.
You know, and wow. And really what the doctor tried to explain, he said that some people, for whatever reason, when their body temperature begins to spike and their heart rate goes up, it triggers a histamine release in their blood, which the brain will then interpret that histamine release as a type of an itching sensation. And that's what I feel. And it's the only way to make the itching stop is to literally stop the activity so that my heart rate goes back down again. And then the itching dissipates quickly. But at the same time, I thought, well, I got to work out. I mean, I have big plans to be somewhere in the month of March of 2016. And I want to lose, you know, like 15 pounds or something. I want to be looking good and feeling good. I want to be able to go on hikes, you know, should that opportunity arise. I want to be ready. That's why I'm working so hard, because of my travel that's coming up 6 months from now. I mean, what do you think that could be all about? I mean, I think you're going to be going too, if I get it all straight in my head. You plan on being at the same location.
I love your not so subtle hint droppings. I know where you're going to be. I hope we're all going to be together. That's actually the big, we have a couple big announcements, by the way, for this show today. But the biggest thing to talk about, most explosive, most exciting, is the retreat that you just alluded to, that you just dropped some big old hints about.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that has been germinating, and we planted that seed, I think, from the beginning, and just we're so blessed to hear the response. And it's like, we have to get together, but it just didn't happen. And I tell you, within the last week or so, there's been some major developments, almost to the point that I kind of feel like I'm floating outside my body and just watching it all happen, but in a good way. And I know that it's happening to prepare the way for those who are supposed to be at this retreat. And it just brings such sunshine to my soul, because this is something really, really special. And it really almost breaks my heart that we have to set a limit on it, because it is one of those things that is, I think, really different, exciting, special, and only ordained, I believe and trust and know through the Holy Spirit, because the way the pieces came together has just truly been a supernatural grace. So that's to set the table. I'll just start with that. And do you want to spill the beans about some of the important details? You already mentioned March, so that's kind of go to your calendar, ladies, right now type moment.
Yes, we definitely want you to just save the date. And of course, as Brooke learns more of the details, we're going to let you know. So you're not going to miss out on any of the information. So you just keep listening to Good Things Radio podcast, because this is going to be the primary announcement source for you to take advantage of coming along in this retreat. But yes, it is scheduled for March, and we have some dates that we want you to just mark off on your calendar, and hopefully you can have some time to save up a little money and to make travel arrangements if need be. But it will be March 10th, 11, 12, and 13. That's Thursday through Sunday, and it is jam-packed with spiritual rejuvenation and plenty of bonding time with other women going through similar walks as you are. Lots of moms with little kids, some with adult kids, some empty nester moms, all kinds of moms. But everyone will have so much in common. They're listeners to the show, they're friends of the show, and we are excited to be able to present this offering to you. And Brooke, I know you have been busy. Like, I cannot even believe how quickly this entire event has exploded into existence. It literally went from just having a list of names of interested people when we did that Good Things Radio retreat survey like 3 or 4 months ago. And now we've got a venue, we've got dates, and you were able to find this beautiful, secluded little retreat house. And why don't you tell me the name of that retreat house? Because I know it's really close to where you are.
Okay, it's Loyola Retreat House. And God did it, God lined it up, because, you know, you and I, this really has been in the works since last year. And we've talked about going everywhere. In fact, that was part of the data that we sent out. And as we polled people from 22 different states, where do you want to go? Do you want to take a cruise? Do you want to go to a beach? Do you want to? And, you know, it's one thing to think and daydream about that, but it's another thing when you put the numbers down and think, okay, this is crazy. No one can afford this.
Right.
And it would be really hard to put together, because you need to see the venue. You need to be able to put the pieces in place. And so Loyola happens to just be in this area down the road. It's just down the road from Akron Canton Airport. So that, for shuttle purposes, is fantastic. No one has to worry about transportation. And it really was a huge credit to Walsh University, because we shared with them our plans, and they said, we want to sponsor what you're doing. We believe in this. And I have a little bit more of a backstory to that. But, you know, it's just a fantastic Catholic university that really is really high level, and not only in their academics and their scholarship, but also their faith and the heartbeat of what they do, which is just vibrant Christian evangelization and discipleship. So to have their support means so much. It's really an answer to prayer. And so through them, we're kind of able to make this happen and bring it to you. And so the details include this. The retreat master, the spiritual director, is Father Nathan Cromley. Father Nathan, I talked about him in the last episode. He founded Eagle Eye Ministries. He just got back from a retreat in Iceland. He goes all over the world. He will be the keynote speaker along with Jennifer Furweiler at the Columbus Women's Conference coming up. And I think like a month or two later, then he will be with us. And this is a small, intimate gathering where he personally is saying Mass. He's the spiritual director. He's leading some of the breakout sessions. So that's one piece. And then we've got Jennifer Willits, of course, who's going to be flying in from Colorado.
What?
And just that one-on-one time and all the gifts that you bring and your humor. And as if that wasn't enough, we have Lisa Hendy, the founder of CatholicMom.com, the author of many books and just a beautiful example of faithful Christian womanhood, and Sarah Reinhardt, and another Ohioan. So she thankfully was just down the road and said, hey, you know, I would like to come. We invited her. She said yes. And she, again, is an author. She focuses a lot on raising families that serve Christ and live out their faith in the home. So this combination just came together, not to mention our worship leader, Ben Walther. He was on the same record label as Matt Maher. He goes around the country. He does a lot of the Stubies, you know, the Franciscan University conferences. He is our personal worship leader and will be there to have this kind of quality music is unbelievable. Not only that, everyone here, beautiful people. And so I want to kind of give you the details as far as price and what that includes. And I know, Jennifer, we can talk a little bit about the length of time, too, because we kind of are going back and forth about, is it going to be 2 day, 3 day? Father Nathan, because he does this so readily, he said you cannot do a retreat that's 2 days or less. And you can't have people coming and going or commuting in. He said it's got to be the same group, like a pilgrimage where you go out together, you travel together, you're taking a spiritual journey together. And, you know, it's a really short amount of time. So even Thursday to Sunday is going to go pretty quickly. But that's what he recommended. So if that's what you sign up for and you say, sign me up, I'm there Thursday through Sunday, when you check in, you will get 3 full meals a day. There's an on-site chef, and he serves additional snacks, cookies, popcorn, fruit. There's beverages unlimited 24/7. There's a chapel, a dining room. There's a library. There's 2 meditation rooms. There's an enclosed patio with a fireplace. And all of the towels, all of the linens are included. And we are going to max this out at 50, which is not a lot. But when you think of what you're going to be sharing and the bond that we're going to be having, this is very unique. So for that kind of setup, it is a little larger, but that's kind of the sweet spot we were praying about. We don't want it too big, but we want it big enough that this can encompass those who are really supposed to be there. And for this entire weekend, all of your meals, all of your lineup, your speakers, your worship music, your personal direction, your one-on-one time. And oh, I forgot to mention Andrea Singarella. She is an incredibly gifted. She makes this heirloom vintage jewelry. And she used to be a buyer for Barney's in New York City. And she had this beautiful reversion of faith. And now she makes this jewelry that is Catholic inspired. It has miraculous metals. And she is going to bring some supplies for every woman there to make like this heirloom sacramental, that whether it's a charm bracelet, a bangle, or a bookmark, she makes these beautiful bookmarks. So that's added in, and your entire weekend is $400. So that's pretty incredible.
That is a great, great deal for that entire package. That's lodging and meals all at that retreat center, the Loyola Retreat Center. And this is, again, it's located in Clinton, Ohio. You can Google it, find it pretty easily, and go ahead and start thinking about what it would take for you to get there, whether you need to carpool with someone. Just be germinating those thoughts in your mind now, because we surely would love it for you to have this spiritual renewal, because we know you need it. I know Brooke needs it. I need it, you know, and Brooke, I'm hoping you're going to be spiritually refreshed and not working every single second of the entire retreat. I'm hoping that all the legwork can be done in advance so that you can truly be 100% participating in all the fruitfulness and the prayer. And I just know it's going to be a blessing for everyone who can take the time to go.
Well, how could it not? I mean, when you look at the way the Lord put this program together, the people that are there, I mean, I personally have never heard of something so unique. And the neat thing is that with Walsh University sponsoring, because it is such a special lineup, they were, you know, really wanting to also open it up to the public, but you really want to protect the privacy of our group, of this group that's going to be there. And this sorority, you know, of women, the sacred, you know, bond that we're going to have. And it's going to be fun. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, it's just that mix of, and that's the great thing about Father Nathan is he has done this and this is what he does so well. And he said, let me just craft this schedule for you. And we started working on it today and I was like, I can't, you know, I'm just getting this sense of serenity even thinking about it. Not yeah. even there yet, but just anticipating. And so Walsh said, because this is such a unique and special thing, why don't we, you know, after dinner, when the day is done each night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, why don't we shuttle the retreatants to Walsh University, to the chapel, which is extraordinarily beautiful, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And there will be, you know, worship with Ben Walther. There'll be a message. So one of our speakers will offer an inspirational Lenten mission message, but it'll be open to the public and it'll be free for any woman that wants to come, that might not have been able to come to the retreat, that really would love to hear Lisa Hendy, really wants to hear Father Nathan or Sarah. And then after that will be confession. It'll be adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. It'll be food and fellowship. So, and that doesn't even include the actual program for the retreatants. So that's just kind of the night. And if you want to stay back and just stay alone, you can do that as well at the Loyola Retreat House. So, and there's so much to kind of share that, you know, it's hard to cover it all. And one thing I want to mention, though, is when you think of the retreat house, I just want to make sure that everyone knows the setup that you would be entering into. It's extremely simple, and it's designed to be that way. Not a lot of noise, not a lot of people. It's set on a couple hundred acres, which we can post photos because I went there this week and it's extraordinary. They have three walking paths. There's an Our Lady of Fatima grotto. There's Stations of the Cross. There's a couple different fire pits, which we're going to have a bonfire and chocolate and wine and, you know, whatever. And so there's just, and to have this entire weekend completely covered, it's not like you have to say, okay, I have to fly in, but then I have to rent a car. I have to fly in, but then I have to pay for food. Everything is covered with $400. Including, right. Except, you know, if to, you know, we'd ask for maybe a love offering when we go to the Walsh Chapel or something. But it's just a unique thing that we know couldn't have happened without Walsh and without a lot of prayers and the Lord's mercy putting this together.
And since this retreat is happening in the month of March for 2016, I was trying to get an idea of like what the weather is typically like. And if I did my research correctly, it's still a bit chilly, you know, between the 20s and 40s or possibly as warm as the 50s, but somewhere in that range. And snow is not out of the realm of possibility. It's still fair game for snowfall. Is that correct?
Right. And it's probably like Colorado, or I was going to say Colorado, or really the Midwest region in general at that time of year. It could be really warm and like 50. I don't know what the average is, or it could be really, really cold and 20 or 30 and miserable.
Right.
But that's what's nice about it is it's okay because you've got a patio with a fireplace if it is. But if it's right. nice, you've also got these walking paths. And, you know, I took a walk on these walking paths and the trees are lined, marked with the sign of a cross. You go deep in these woods, over bridges. I mean, just walking in the path does something to you. And Father Nathan has these one-on-one walks set up where you can just go with a friend and go for a walk. And it's like actually marked in your day. This is what I'm going to do. It's free time. I can either journal or I can go back to my room and I could take a nap and I don't have to do anything. Or I right. can go for a walk with a friend, you know, and I just love because when in our lives do we get that? And it's not too long that you feel really guilty about being away from the family. And it's hardly, I mean, the price is really amazing. I can't stress that enough. And then the length of time is long enough, though, where you are able to settle into a rhythm. And the theme is arise. And because of the time of year where we're beginning to see new life, we're in Lent. So I don't even know if that was mentioned, but it'll be, I think, the week before Holy Week. I'm sorry, I might not be correct about that. Maybe it's 2 weeks.
No, you're right.
But it's,
you're right.
Okay. That home stretch of Lent. And so that idea of our mindset and where we'll be spiritually, but the theme comes from Isaiah chapter 60, the dawning of divine glory for Zion. Arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. And that's what we want, is that you feel this newness, this resurrection of spirit as we go into Easter, and so that you are a new creation as you celebrate Resurrection Sunday. So that's exciting. I'm giving you a big hug, even though you can't feel it. I'm telling you.
Wait, are you giving me a hug or the listeners a hug? I can't tell.
I guess everybody. I was thinking you, but I guess everybody, because I'm just so happy.
Oh, you know how okay, that is? I'll hug you back. Oh. Well, again, please stay tuned to all episodes of Good Things Radio, because I promise as soon as we have a registration module in place, and we will announce that so that you will know exactly where to go so that you can reserve your spot. We are anticipating it to sell out because there's only 50 slots open, and you will probably be thinking of someone that you'll think, wow, I know somebody who needs this retreat. My best friend, my sister, my mom, my aunt, you know, you might know someone really close to you who just could really benefit from this kind of a spiritual refreshment. And we want you to be able to do that, but just know that those, the slots will probably fill up. So as soon as we announce it, you know, act. You need to act because we want to make sure you can come.
Be ready.
And if we're, for some reason it's not meant to be, then we just have to chalk that up to, you know, God's will for now. And God willing, this retreat will happen again. You know, I feel right. like we can't really say, oh, this is an annual event. We don't want to overcommit something. But if it's just an overwhelming success, that's definitely a motivating factor to try to launch it again. And maybe a venue that can hold more people. We'll see. This. We have lots of opportunities to do some really wonderful things in the future. And I'm just excited. I'm really, really excited to be a part of this. And I'm really excited that I'm going to get to speak for all those who are going to be in attendance there for that weekend. And it's going to be awesome. So, Brooke, thank you so much for just saying yes to the spirit and the promptings for you to really, you know, test the spirit, as you said. I think that was great how you were encouraged to test the Holy Spirit, even with launching and taking those baby steps toward preparing for a 3-day or 4-day retreat, because it's a lot of work, as you are feeling right now. There's a lot of moving parts that have to be, you know, considered and organized. And we don't want to forget something. So thank you for really just leading the charge on making this retreat come to be.
Well, I'm just grateful that there's a desire, because, you know, it would be, I think that it's a mutual cooperation. And one thing about that that's really important is we want the Good Things Radio listeners to know that there is an exclusivity of these tickets first to our Good Things Radio listeners, because it is through you, dear listener, that this came about. And so before they go on sale anywhere else, we want to make sure that the website is kind of activated and green lighted, really only first through the Good Things Radio listeners that have expressed interest in this retreat. I don't yet know quite how we're going to do that, but we've talked about it. And whether that's, we have a database of everyone who's emailed us previously. And in fact, over the last week, I sent an email out to many of them, because some of the emails pinged back and didn't go through. But even just in that database to say, hey, guys, or our newsletter to be able to link up. But at any rate, just keep, and maybe it'll be our Facebook page. But that's, I think, an important point, because if you do go, you kind of have to be ready for it, because you're going to have the first opportunity. But after that, we're going to open it up. And like you said, because we're already getting inquiries, when do the tickets go on sale? And we haven't even announced it. We haven't even talked about it or really told anybody. So I think, again, that's just one of the, you know, promptings from the Lord to just keep going, and it's going to happen.
And what I think what we should do, I mean, not to have like a planning meeting, you know, as part of our show, but just as you were talking about that, that critical piece, I think what will happen is we will have a website link where the registration will be. But I think what we can do to sort of resolve the conundrum is we'll release that link only to those who have responded to the survey or have signed up for the newsletter. And we will put like a window of opportunity, like you have between now and now, to take advantage of this booking. And after this date, it will be released to the public until it sells out. So that way they'll have like a timeline of which to respond and to act. And then we'll know when we can go live with the link. But they can at least have the link first. And that way they get first dibs. So I think that could totally be a way that we can handle it.
Sounds great. So be ready, because I would say it's going to be within the next month for sure, if not sooner. But it is in the works. We're actually building the website right now. And, you know, the also blessed thing too is the gift of volunteers. And one of our Good Things Radio listeners, Christina Nieto, she said, whatever you need, let me know. So she's kind of working on that right now. And I know we had early on a listener of at that time, the Catholics Next Door, that had said, hey, whatever you need. So just a big thank you to everybody who's kind of stepped up and helped as we try to do this as a team, because Lord knows organization is not my gift. So I'm trying to work through. So thank you.
Well, let's go ahead and put that request out there, because we know we have a large listenership of Good Things Radio in Ohio. So if that's you and you have interest in participating and attending the retreat because you've already said yes in the survey, send an email to feedback@goodthingsradio.com and let Brooke know that you're available to help or volunteer in some capacity, because we could definitely benefit from your help. There will be many things to do, from manning the registration tables to, you know, I don't know all the logistics of the itinerary yet, but there will be areas where I know Brooke could really use your help right there, because while I can do some things, I'm still 1,400 miles away from where Brooke is, and that does, and you know, puts a little logistical challenges into some of the things that we can do together. But nevertheless, I would like to encourage you to reach out, send us the emails, let us know who you are, and I'm sure Brooke can delegate some assignments yes. your way.
That's the magic
word.
Also, thank you.
You're so welcome. I do have one announcement I'd like to share. And I'm assuming this is going to be really great news for everybody. But
this
I'm
was
try
the
to
part
really...
I did not want to come. But
I know.
I know you need
okay.
to.
Here, I'm just going to say it. All right. For the last couple of months, I have actually been in discernment with how I can best spend my time and with what projects I need to be spending my time and talents on. And as you know, I do a lot of work with my husband, Greg Willits. We have gregandjennifer.com. And as that website is growing in its offerings and resources, I have been feeling pulled lately to spend more of my time almost on a full-time basis to work with my husband so that we can hopefully build up our brand so that it can continue to support our family. So I've, you know, really approached this with a lot of thought and a lot of prayers, because I wanted to figure out how I can honor this spiritual tug in my heart. And then it became quite clear to me that in order for me to free up more of my time to devote towards supporting my husband and my family with the ventures that we create on through gregandjennifer.com, I needed to recede or pull back on some of my responsibilities elsewhere. So with a lot of prayer and with the blessings of my dear and precious friend, Brooke, I've finally come to a place of peace. And I've decided to follow through on my call to be more available to the work that my husband and I are doing on a more full-time basis, which means I will have to sort of change my role with Good Things Radio. So I will be stepping down from my co-hosting role for this podcast, and I will be stepping up to being Brooke's technical support specialist and overall number one cheerleader. And I am thrilled that she accepted my offer of taking on full hosting and production responsibilities of Good Things Radio, so that you, dear listener, can keep on being a Good Things Radio listener. And with episode 25, the next episode that we record, will be the final broadcast where Brooke and I will co-host together. And from episode 26 and on and into the long future, Brooke Taylor will be the brand new, she's getting promoted to being the solo host of Good Things Radio. So thank you, Brooke, so much for your support, your encouragement, your prayers, your discernment, and ultimately for saying yes. And I just can't thank you enough for being my partner in crime, so to speak, for the first 25 episodes of the Good Things Radio podcast. It has been an absolute blast being a part of the show and helping it get off the ground. And obviously there is a need. Women and men, don't want to exclude men, but a lot of women really love this show, and they love the kind of content that this show brings. And I have complete confidence and excitement for all the wonderful things you are going to be bringing forward, because you are a gifted and awesome human being, and it is an absolute pleasure to know you, and you inspire people, and you have a gift of broadcasting. And so I'm just thrilled beyond words that this podcast can now be your sandbox to play in any way you see fit. It is for you, my friend.
Well, first of all, I think the honest reply to that is, you know, that for me it's bittersweet, and I know for you too, because this was something that we talked about, dreamed about for a while. Well, I did. I mean, I think that just a kind of a fun idea that we tossed around, and I don't think there's anyone listening that can't relate to your needs and you're honoring your family and that important step of saying yes to your family. And I think we've all been there, done that, no matter what stage of life, if you have kids or not, that you're constantly taking inventory of where am I supposed to be at today? Where is God calling me tomorrow? What are my priorities? And I understand that. I think the funny part is that as you're so gracious, the full story, because you're so classy, wasn't revealed in that, you know, after your dad died and you came back and said, I'm just really overwhelmed with all of this paperwork and all of this now extra on my plate, just trying to figure out going forward. And would you like to maybe take the show? And I said, no. I mean, basically, I was like, I would rather burn it to the ground than do it without you. I'd rather see it crash and burn, because I thought the whole point was it was this collaboration and this opportunity as a sisterhood to kind of reach out together and not be one voice. And I've been, you know, in radio a long time, many years since I was a teenager, and had different gigs and different midday parts and afternoon and evening. My comfort zone, though, is with a co-host. So I really had a bit of a heartbreak that I had to get over. And I said, no, you can't leave. I don't want the show, and we could just either sign off or do it together. That's it. And you were like, okay, well, that answers that. Smiley face.
Now, that was a few months ago when that conversation happened.
Right, right. And then I was like, now, is that really the way is that the way a true friend should behave? I need to support you. And you're trying to tell me, you know, you're trying to tell me a plea. You're trying to say, don't make this hard on me. You know, this is what I'm being called to do, and this is what I'm choosing. And so I think once I prayed about that and realized that would be the best thing, I think for me, it was just a matter of fear. You know, that little temper tantrum inside where it's like, I don't want to do it without you. And I don't, you know, we both have a lot on our plate. So I was thinking, for me, it's going to be more work and I don't really want to do it. And, you know, yet we established this and it's been such a blessing. So I think at the end of the day, you know, the peace of the Holy Spirit is always the answer. And I feel for you that after this decision was made, there was a lot of excitement that this isn't the end necessarily. But like you said, it's just kind of taking on a different form. And there's always transitions. That's what life is about.
And I just I can't help but think that the Holy Spirit has really prompted us in very exciting ways. Like, I felt a very strong prompting that I needed to change my roles and responsibilities with Good Things Radio. And then as soon as I said yes to the Spirit and said, you know, yes to the idea of stepping down from the show, bam, all of a sudden the retreat comes out of nowhere with force that I can't even, like, it's just blowing me away how your yes to taking on the show kind of almost was a catalyst to the retreat finally being born. And I feel like that's the fruit of the Spirit, you know, like this change is, oh, it's going to be good. You know, it has a very bright and promising future. And I'm excited. I'm excited to watch what you're going to do. I feel like I was, in some ways, I feel like I kind of have held you back in some ways because one way of doing things. And now I unlocked a little cage and the bird is going to fly. And now you're going to fly, Brooke, and you're going to be in the sky and doing all these amazing things. And you're going to just soar. And it's just going to be awesome to watch you grow in this way. And of course, I'm not really leaving. I mean, I'm always going to be with you and supporting you and helping you with a transition to taking the ownership, because there's a lot of back end things that have to happen with that. And I'm going to make sure you're confident in what to do.
I am a product of terrestrial radio, and it is, although that's changed tremendously as well. But I mean, it is different. The podcast world is super, I don't want to say technical, because I know you don't think it is. I guess you're right in saying that.
Well, no. There is some software kind of coding-ish sort of things, but it's gotten better.
Right.
So podcasting on the back end now is a lot easier today than it was maybe 5 or 7 years ago. So that's
and you've been
good.
Around so long.
You know, you will be spared. Yeah, I've seen it pretty much from the beginning, and Greg still knows more than I do. I mean, he has still created things that I've never done, and so I only know like half of what he does. But whatever half I know, I'm gonna pass on to you so that you will have what I have.
I'm just gonna trust. You can do it. Well, and that I think brings us to the positive tip, the takeaway for today, which whether it was the retreat topic, and that again, as you mentioned, the timing of that coming about, when it did, how it did, and then your announcement of your transition. I think the theme for me is friendship. And it doesn't matter if you're across the country from someone or if you're just feeling very alone and you happen to get an email from someone who noticed, who cared that you haven't, you know, been reaching out lately. It's about true friendship and whether that's letting go of something. I was thinking about St. Francis de Sales, and one of my favorite things to reflect on and read is Introduction to the Devout Life. And he has a little snippet. Well, he has got a big section about friendship, but one of the little quotes I pulled was, "Friendship differs according to the different kinds of communication, and the communications differ according to the variety of goods exchanged. If these are false goods, the friendship is false. Honey gathered from the best flowers is the best. So too, the better of goods exchanged, the better the friendship. But for those who live in the midst of the world and yet strive for true virtue, it is necessary to ally themselves to one another by a holy and sacred friendship through by which they stimulate, assist, and encourage each other toward good. Those who walk on level ground do not need to hold hands, but those who climb steep and slippery roads need to hold on to each other in order to progress more securely." And whether that's the relationship of you and I in this show and the mission that we started with, which was to tie us all together, or that retreat, I think that it comes back to that. That, and I think we shared this on the show before, when you climb a mountain, you're tied together so that if one falls, you lift the other one up. And that's kind of the point of that retreat, you know, that we are bound together by grace and true good things that we hope for one another. And it's, I think, evident in your grace in being patient with me and also hopefully, you know, my prayer of support for all that you are to do, because I believe the same for you, that, you know, there's a reason that God opened this window for you to jump out. Although that doesn't really sound, that's not really what I meant to say. I'm in the door to walk through. I don't mean you're jumping out the
window. I'm a jumper. Oh.
The door to walk through. That sounds much more graceful.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
I can't quite go splat on the other side.
No, I didn't mean that. I hope.
No, that's awesome. I think that's hilarious. I love it.
Nice awkward ending. Okay, great. That was just... we're hoping for.
That's what makes podcasting so much fun, because this is the real deal, man. This is Brooke and Jennifer, raw and unedited. Well, listen, we'd love it if you'd help us increase the visibility of our show, and it's very easy to do. One popular way of doing it is to hop on over to iTunes, go to the podcasting directory, type in Good Things Radio in the search bar, locate our pretty faces. I don't mind saying that. Find our show, leave a positive review. Really helps to boost up our ratings and help other people discover our show. And it just helps to spread the word. So it means a lot if you can do that for us.
And hey, before we wrap up, is it okay if I just say a quick prayer for you as we embark? Okay. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, with such a full spirit of joy and thankfulness, for we know our days are numbered, and we know that this journey that we share as pilgrims is brief. But what a gift it is to have holy friendships with people that we can trust, that we can pray with, that we can laugh with, even if we're across the miles, even if we've never met. And that is truly a sign of heaven, a sign of things to come, the great banquet. We pray, Lord, for the gift of Jennifer and her new endeavor, and the gift of her husband and the ministry and the millions of lives that they have touched through their yes of serving you in the vineyard. Lord, we pray for the retreat for every woman listening and every person supposed to attend, possibly thinking about it, the Holy Spirit quickening or not knowing where that money's going to come from or saying, hey, I have that money right now. I'm ready. We just thank you, Lord, for their presence, not even knowing right now who's all going to be there. But we trust that it is a collection of souls that you will knit together in this perfect tapestry and weave it together in a way that will be a beautiful heirloom that we will have for the rest of our lives and our heart. We just pray for the endeavors of Jennifer and Greg and all that they do, for courage and for holy boldness, and most especially, Lord, to feel your presence in every day and every aspect. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, and also, we just want to thank you for all of your feedback. You can keep it coming. Drop us an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Tell a friend, join the conversation, and join us for a new adventure. We have a new chapter coming up. And of course, we don't want you to go anywhere because we want you at that retreat. So keep listening for more information, the link, the ticket information, and also our Facebook page.
Thank you so much for spending a little time with Brooke and myself for episode 24 of Good Things Radio. God bless everyone.
And remember, if you're wearing a smile, you always look good without makeup.
<I don't know. laughs> That's awesome.
Oh my goodness.